Anna Ross, Christine, and Addison Egan, welcome.
Hello.
Hello. Hey.
Audience Unlimited, 45 years and going strong. Congratulations on that. And Anna, what has the organization's point and purpose been?
Well, Audiences Unlimited is an arts organization that presents more than 250 performances of live music and arts experiences every month in area nursing homes and long-term care facilities and for people with limited access to the arts.
That's commendable. And you work with 50 facilities by now?
Yes, we do.
That's sharing a lot of entertainment and a lot of love, obviously. How does the recruiting work? How does this all get done?
We have artists and musicians who can perform during the day, and they come to us through various means, through activity directors of nursing homes who refer, some friends of musicians that refer. Sometimes we hear them at Friendly Fox or other places. That's basically how we recruit, and then we audition them and welcome people who are willing and able to join us.
Christine, you've been in the performer's seat with this organization since 1999, so from your perspective, what's it like?
Oh, wow. It's great. Music is such a huge passion of our families. Like, seeing live music is probably our favorite thing in life. These people, some of them are quite young. They're there for rehab. They're there for long term. I mean, they're there for a multiple of reasons, and not able to get out. To bring them live music is fulfilling our passion and helping them as well.
It's a joy all the way around then. So since you worked with her, I think you were hired by her, as a matter of fact. Mm-hmm. How would you describe the great founder, Lillian M. Bick's passion and drive?
Her passion has never dwindled. If I could say it gets bigger and better every year, it seems to be the case. I was her youngest performer. I was 27 when I called her up to see if I could start working there. And she had someone follow me on my first day because she thought, how can a 27-year-old have music to relate to 80-year-olds? And her story is phenomenal in that she, again, has a history about living in an institute and recalling live music being brought to her and just how that was amazing for her well-being, her heart, and that she kept that passion going for all these years is incredible.
And you did pick up that torch and carry it as a young performer.
The youngest at that time, and then again, I got to bring on my son, who is 16, so he probably holds the record now as the youngest performer.
Yeah. Were you a music therapist by the time you did first perform?
I was a music therapist.
And what about you, Egan kids? Addison?
We've always been leading worship since I was like 2 years old, sitting up there next to my mom playing piano. Always been surrounded with music at church, then going room to room, seeing everyone, singing for everyone, handing out shakers, a bunch of fun stuff to try to interact and get liveliness out of all the people.
So personal music mission, obviously it was satisfying for you and you still do it. Is it a natural fit for you and or how much nature and how much nurture perhaps I'm asking, but you learned it at a young age, but
right.
Is it just something that you have a passion for?
It's probably the most natural thing for me to do ever. Music in general is something for obviously my mom and then my dad also, and every sibling is very musically inclined. So giving that back to people is like a huge reward all the time. It's also while you're giving that to other people, you feel fulfilled in yourself and mm-hmm. then you can go and be creative like writing songs, which is what I'm mainly doing now. So it's been like the perfect pathway until where I'm at now.
I will never forget this. We were coming back from a nursing home, and yes, you started when you were 2 years old, when I could carry you on my back. And I remember driving home from a nursing home, and Corrigan and Addison went to about 5 to 7 nursing homes a week with me, driving on State Street, and all of a sudden the kids had this thought of, Mom, what if you died? Who would bring music into the nursing home? Like, they knew this was such a huge passion. Mm-hmm. Like, this would be a crisis. I remember this hit them. What if? I remember as a mom feeling like, they get it. This is so important to me that it's important to them.
And important to every single life your music touched. That's just incredible, especially at that age. And who knew that you'd still be all of you at it all these years later. I guess if anybody can channel that power that is Lillian M. Bick's passion, it's you all. So that spirit's never going to pass on.
Right.
That's just great. So coming up, there's a very special benefit concert for Audiences Unlimited, and you, Egan family, are going to be making the music for this.
Yes.
With a special debut from the other 2-year-old Egan, who is going to be role-playing Addison.
Probably running around doing a bunch of things.
Oh, I hope so. I'm making good music. What are you going to be serving up?
We are going to be doing, hopefully, music that everyone loves. Anna and I were talking about this, too, because when you go into a facility, you kind of scan the age of people and mm-hmm. try to figure out what is the link, what is the song that would recall to them their identity. So it's like, who's coming to this concert? We're hoping everyone's planning to come. So we're trying to pick from different genres. We've got some Johnny Cash stuff. We've got some current stuff by Sarah Bareilles. We have an Addison Agen song, but it won't be the typical Addison Agen concert because we're going to be bringing all these songs that we bring into Audiences Unlimited
places. It's going to be a typical Agen Audiences Unlimited concert for which you all are well known and well loved.
Right, yeah. There's going to be audience participation.
Oh, I hope so.
the movement. We also have our dancer, Sadie Fenstermacher, who is going to be part of this as well. And there's nothing better than being actively involved with live music for the best health benefit. We're hoping to show a bit of that even at this concert. So it's going to be like a concert you've never, ever attended before.
We're so grateful that you're willing to join us.
Our
first ever public concert.
That's fantastic. Meanwhile, Anna, Audiences Unlimited has added folks with intellectual and developmental disabilities to its roster. Congratulations on that. What does this include and what does it entail?
We partnered with Life Adult Day Academy that serves adults with disabilities and decided we needed to do a music enrichment and participation program. So we bring in artists who we've trained to work with these individuals and a music therapist, Heather Palmer, and we bring in music 3 times a week for these students that are at the academy. And then we actually formed a chorus. They rehearsed and presented Disney Mania at the Arts Lab and had 117 people in the audience coming to see this chorus perform. And the benefits of music for these folks is immense. The memorization, the repetition of music, the emotional joy it brings them, it's really satisfying. So we're looking to expand that program next year.
That's fantastic. And speaking as a music therapist, Christina, tell us what that kind of empowerment means to these folks in your minds.
Just based around self-identity, when you are interspersed with music, especially live music, you're so focused on the moment. And that's what we're all trying to strive for, quality of life, is living in the moment and enjoying that moment, whether you're dealing with pain or depression, anxiety, yeah. All of that. And self-identity fosters self-esteem. And if you've got self-esteem, you're worth having a better life about. Even if you're in an institution, even if you're receiving 24/7 care, you've got quality of life. You're also creative and you're willing to look at life in a different way and maybe try a different way of being. Music empowers that in all of us, especially when we ask people to be creative and involved with the music process, not just playing, you know, the songs they like. But saying, hey, I want you to be a part of this. We're going to be creative together. You walk away from that and you're going to be creative in how you are as a person.
Amen. Mm-hmm. And Addison, power of the microphone. You're on that stage. You own it. I don't care who you are. What kind of rush is it?
Yeah, it's just sharing like the best gift in the world. It's pretty amazing. So having the power to be in front of a microphone and people actually hear you and pay attention, it's a lot of responsibility because you have so many people that you want to empower because a lot of them can't do that. Being raised in such a great organization and going around seeing what it's actually like for these people gives me a much broader picture of what it would actually be like, so I know what I'm talking about and know what I really want to bring to people to empower them.
It has to be the thrill of a lifetime.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's really great that someone of my age can support someone from any age going through something that I still have no idea what it's like to be in that situation fully.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's really beautiful and such a great thing to be a part of on either side of it, being the music or being someone who's listening to the music.
Okay, Anna, how might you be growing that wonderful Audiences Unlimited in the next 45 years? What more could you do? What more do you dream of doing?
Our imagination is the limit. It's so exciting. And our mission is access to the arts. There are so many barriers to access. And what we want to do is look at all the populations in the community and connect up arts organizations with maybe arts deserts or people who are aging at home more often now or socioeconomic barriers, whatever it is. We want to be able to identify those and try to facilitate connections in the community as well as provide services.
Bottom line, it's going to be more services to more people more of the time.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Even to the nursing homes as well. Think about your life in a nursing home. Have you ever imagined it? If you haven't had a loved one in or haven't ever been experienced, you probably haven't. Mm-hmm. Would you like live music? Well, absolutely. Mm-hmm. We're always looking for more people to come and join us, and especially groups and bands and a variety of music. And we're looking at dance now as well.
That's fantastic.
And you're right, that variety is key because there's so many different people that are at all these different facilities. We do have a lot of older music musicians, but it's also nice to have that variety. And so we were able to tap into a lot of people because music is such a powerful tool. So the idea of using more of it, wonderful for more people.
You might not see us in public, but come to a nursing home and watch the magic that happens.
I'm excited for the next 45 years.
Anna Ross is Executive Director of Audiences Unlimited. Christine and Addison Egan are Fort Wayne musicians and Audiences Unlimited entertainers and advocates. Thanks to all of you for taking time to join us and speak on behalf of this wonderful organization. And here's to a world of good music and always Audiences Unlimited.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us, Julia.
That was WBOI's Julia Meek speaking with Anna Ross, Executive Director of Audiences Unlimited, along with Christine Egan and her daughter Addison, on the organization's upcoming benefit concert featuring the Egan Family Trio. The music you're hearing is Let Me Be There, performed by Christine and Corrigan Egan, Addison's brother, on Julia's weekly Meet the Music program in 2015. You can hear more of Julia Meek's arts and culture coverage on 89.1 WBOI.
Watching you grow, I'm going through the changes in your life, and that's how I